From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while injuring two others. The bombing occurred near a security checkpost on a busy road in the capital. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the bomber apparently wanted to target Afghan security forces, but instead hit a civilian car. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast. Russia and China each signaled Monday a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Jim Bertel has more.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula, and he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. In China, a foreign ministry spokeswoman said all countries should exercise restraint. The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy, who they accuse of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The boy and four men were publicly executed by a firing squad Sunday in the town of Idale after an Al-Shabaab judge convicted them based on their alleged confessions. From Washington, this is VOA News. On Sunday, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny claimed to have qualified to participate in the upcoming presidential election. On Monday, he was barred. Scarlett Tatanovich has the story.
Outspoken Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has been barred from running in Russia's presidential election. The country's Central Election Commission voted on the decision on Monday, deciding the opposition leader was ineligible because of a past criminal conviction, which the 41-year-old says was trumped up. Navalny has been jailed three times this year and charged with breaking the law by repeatedly organizing public meetings and rallies. He has been a fierce opponent of Russian President Putin, who is widely expected to win re-election in March, extending 17 years in power. Following Monday's decision, Navalny immediately called for his supporters to boycott the election and said he would appeal the verdict, ruling him out of a run at the presidency.
Scarlett Satanovich reporting. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas, but in the Holy Land, Israeli-Palestinian tensions have put a damper on the festivities. Robert Berger reports.
Bells at the Church of the Nativity summon the faithful to celebrate Christmas at the traditional birthplace of Jesus in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But turnout was sparse in the wake of 3 weeks of Palestinian protests against U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Some tourists canceled their trips to Bethlehem, but others were not deterred.
I wasn't afraid to come. I'm not afraid being here at all. I'm pleased to see the security.
Many pilgrims waited a lifetime to visit Bethlehem, but the Palestinians who live here are still waiting for better times. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Pakistani authorities have allowed the wife and mother of a convicted Indian spy, Kulbhushan Jadhav, to visit him on Monday, reiterating that the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. It was Jadhav's first meeting with his family since he was arrested in March of 2016 for entering Pakistan from neighboring Iran with fake travel documents. Pope Francis has called for peace in Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula in his traditional Christmas Day address from the center balcony at St. Peter's Basilica. Francis spoke of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, expressing his hope that the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the parties and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.